My dad's name was Nikita Nomov, and my mother's name was, her maiden name was Nikolai, Marina Nikolai. They say, my mom used to tell me that my great-grandfather on my grandmother's side held me after I was born, and he died when he was 103 years old. Militi was his name.
Militi. Now, when you're growing up in the village of Karluk, how long were you? Did you live there?
Till I got married. I got married to Fred in 1949. Yeah, 1949. I lived all my life there till I married him. And after I married him, we moved to Yuzinki.
And when you lived in the village, what is some of your earliest memories of Karluk?
Was always working with the parents. Uh-huh. We always had chores, even when we were small. After school, we had to make sure the barrels, even summertime, the barrels were filled with water. Kindling was made. Even if I was a girl, I used to have to help the boys pack wood into the house. Then we'd go and play.
How many siblings did you have?
I was the oldest, and there were six boys after me. Oh, and then my mama's last girl was my sister, who just passed away. Uh-huh.
Did you consider it work, or did you just, everybody had to do it? So
everybody had to do it. People got along real well with everybody, and they respected, and there was a lot of respect for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm talking about school. Was it a BIA school that you went to?
I think it was a BIA
school. And what was your teacher like?
Oh, we had so many different kinds of teachers, you know. Mm-hmm. And there was one that was really bad, who didn't like us to speak our language, where I got hit with a ruler twice because I got caught speaking my language. I always say now, if I could see that teacher, I'd use a 2x4 on his hands. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you went up until the 8th grade?
7th grade.
7th grade, uh-huh. Okay.
But I got my GED about 35 years after. I used to want to get my GED when we moved here, but I was so busy with the kids. And when we moved to Larsen Bay, I talked to a lady at the tribal office, and before I knew it, she had a lady from the college come to Larsen Bay to give me tests. Pretty soon I got my diploma.
In the villages, as you've been going back and forth, have you noticed a real change in the villages?
Very much.
What kinds of things do you notice in the villages compared to when you were raising your kids?
There was a lot of animosity, in a way, going around amongst the people, newcomers, like the Americans, white people, and taking over the native jobs that the native people had, and the people weren't very happy about that. So the natives that had them jobs didn't have any more jobs, so they just moved out.
And did that create kind of a hostility and kind of bad feelings?
Very much.
What kind of jobs would the Amerikanski?
Like the city clerk, and garbage man, and grader, and...
But somebody had to hire them. Would the city hire those?
The city.
And when you lived in Larsen...
Well, it got so that when these white people came, the village people really didn't want to apply for them jobs because they knew that the white men were going to get them. So that's what changed. They used to say, what's the use? The guy that just came in is going to get it.
Now, if you had your choice, would you go and live in one of the villages?
If I was in good health, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. I'd be at home at Larsen Bay, the place that I love.
As you've had your experiences in the village, living there, and growing up and raising your kids the way that you have, do you think that helped you in coping with some of the things that you have to do today?
I think it did. I think that helped me deal with the lifestyle of village. And every summer, my mom and I worked in a cannery from beginning till the cannery shut down. Both of us worked on the same table.
So all of those things that you had to deal with, however hard that they were, you feel that it did make you a better and stronger woman today?
I think it made me a stronger woman today. I always feel like I'm much stronger now than I was them days. I've lost children of my own, like my son and son-in-law, in a plane crash. I don't think this younger generation would have handled it the way I did.
Yeah.
As a younger generation and a different generation.
Yeah. And so let's go back a little bit to the community unity. They all work together.
Very much.
So when did that change?
That started to change when the younger people started growing up to be kind of adults, you know. They kind of had a different attitude about respect and working together.
Mm-hmm.
That's when things started changing.
Was it that they weren't taught respect or...
To me, it seemed like they always felt like they didn't have to. That was the worst part of it. They had that attitude where, no, I don't think I have to, you know. But like, not like us when we were told we did what we were told to do. To show respect. That was the most important part of our growing up was respect.
How did they teach you that respect?
Well, they talked to us and tell us, you can't do this, you be good to that, and you do good, always telling us to try to do good, to try to better your life.
So they were very much encouraging
that way.
Mm-hmm. As far as subsistence living in the village, that's all that you did.
That's all we did.
There really wasn't any boats come in with supplies when you were very young, was there?
Well, springtime, the boats would come and bring a whole bunch of groceries for the store, and that would last all summer. And whatever the cookhouse left, they'd take it to the store and sell it. And then family members would buy what's left, which some stuff came in barrels, like butter, pig's feet, and corned beef, and all that. They came in barrels.
So how did you get your subsistence fish?
Oh, just go up to the river. He made me a seine. If I ever wanted fish, I learned to run a dory and a kicker. And whenever I had nothing to cook, or if I wanted fresh fish, I just put my kids in a skiff and up the river I'd go, throw my seine and ride around. Sure enough, I'd catch a fish, go home, and we'd have fresh fish for dinner. I remember my dad made me a garden. She just planted nothing but potatoes, and I had to take care of the garden myself, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
And him and Mom made a bigger garden for other vegetables.
What kinds of vegetables did you?
Mostly lettuce and carrots and potatoes. That's the only kind of vegetables we knew them days.
Would everyone kind of share a little bit,
yeah,
too?
Uh-huh. Yeah. They used to like to share. People used to like to share.
Mm-hmm. What do you think today our young people need to know the most?
Good education, better their lives, you know. They don't have to go to high school nowadays or college because they have places where they can go learn
a trade.
They can do that. I tell them about that too now. If you don't want to go to college, go to some trade school and do something with your lives.
What other types of things would you feel would be important for them to understand today?
For one, they have to learn to respect like we were taught to respect. Mm-hmm. And another one would be church.
Mm-hmm.
That was the most important part of our lives when we were growing up, church and respect.
Mm-hmm. Good. So that's one thing, or the two things, the education and the church,
right,
to help these young people.
The church, my religion, has helped me a lot. I've gone through a lot of tragedies, and I speak to our Lord like you and I are speaking now, sometimes in my own language, you know. I know He's there listening, and that's how I go about doing my daily things. If I didn't, what would I be today?
Is there anything else that you'd want to add? Any story that you might have that you'd want to add to it?
Village life was beautiful. Summertime, especially when the boats come, would have dances, you know. We couldn't wait for Friday evening for the season to close. We know there's going to be a dance. There'd be word going around, there's a dance tonight, and most of all the people would go to dance, even the elders. The dance hall would be full.
What kind of music did you have?
Accordion. Some of the guys Fred used to play accordion, and some other fishermen used to play the accordion too. I could tell you that there was one good dancer that us girls used to like to dance was that Jake Amaknuk when he was young. He was a good dancer. Us girls used to like to dance with him because he was such a good dancer. He was young and slim, you know. darn good dancer. And we always did talk about that, how good a dancer he was. They used to bring soft drinks in barrels and candy in boxes, and they'd give those out at the dance. And then? Us girls used to trade dresses so we wouldn't have to wear the same dress to dance again. And when Clyde and I get together, oh, we always reminisce. Oh.